truth. Truth.
Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to Resurrect the Republic Broadcasting. It's Monday, July the 2nd, 2018. I have my special hat on for you today, and we want to thank you all for your continued support. We're going to be discussing the case of Jeffrey Winehouse, and this is Rudy and Aaron Davis coming to you from Texas.
You bet. Thank you for joining us today. You know, this is a show, a radio program to educate you guys about American political prisoners. Call in and discuss. Leave comments in the chat room. And, you know, they will say, I have heard people say in the past that America doesn't have any political prisoners, or sometimes they will say there's nothing new under the sun. I'm just going to keep my nose clean and stay out of trouble. Well, let me tell you something. The Bible does say that there's nothing new under the sun. But what is different is that you and I are here. And what is our testimony going to be when we find out about our innocent brothers and sisters that have been targeted by this corrupt establishment and been separated from their children, separated from their wives? And what are we going to do about it? And so I think that the good, godly thing to do about it is to make a lot of noise and shine a lot of light about innocent political prisoners. And as Aaron said, today's show is going to be on Jeffrey Winehouse. But 2 weeks ago, I want to remind you guys, we did a program on the life of Gordon Call. We had Pat Shannon on the program, and he covered the details of Gordon Call, how they murdered him. Not only that, but we must not forget that Yori Von Call, his son, and Scott Fall, who was with him that day, have sat in prison, and I'm going to, you know, just pause here and let this sink in, have sat in prison 35 years. Both Yori Von Call and Scott Fall are innocent. They should have never spent a day in prison. They never received a fair trial. Matter of fact, I'm going to remind you guys that Scott Fall, who we communicate with fairly regularly, as well as Yori Von Call, but Scott Fall put out a survey. You can go find the survey on our website, Year of Jubilee. Jubilee is spelled with one E, just like it is in the King James Bible. If you can't remember Year of Jubilee, just remember I Hate the FBI. That should be real easy to remember. IHateTheFBI.com. At the very top of the page, you can hit a button and take a survey for Scott Fall. Scott Fall is a very strong and devout Christian, and he's asked us to take that survey, and I hope that you do. Last week, we covered the case of David Hinkson. We interviewed David Hinkson's father, Roland Hinkson, and he gave us all the details about how one liar's testimony can put a man in prison for 43 years. David Hinkson has spent 15 years in prison. We went through all the details of his case, and you should be absolutely shocked that David Hinkson is still in an American gulag today. Next week, if plans go properly, we're going to interview Jan Dyer, who is the mother of Charles Dyer. And you may know him as July 4th Patriot. But Charles Dyer is the victim of a viciously vindictive, pill-popping, adulterous Jezebel wife who was in the middle of a savage custody battle. And we're going to advocate for Charles Dyer next week and interview his mother, who is his biggest supporter. And we believe that he is innocent as well. But today, we're going to focus on Jeffrey Winehouse. But before we get into Jeffrey Winehouse, and this is going to blow you away, folks, if you stick around for the next few hours and you hear what has happened to Jeffrey Winehouse, it's going to make you angry, right? This isn't a case of easy listening hour with Aaron and Rudy. This isn't where you just sit back and listen to some comfortable radio talk show. What we're going to share with you today is going to make you upset, and it should make you upset. We are in the middle of a war, in case you haven't figured it out, and there are people that want to destroy patriot Christians and our biblical values, and they are targeting the best and brightest among us. And believe it or not, just like Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote in the USSR about gulags, there are American gulags, and they are putting our best and brightest in prison, and Jeffrey Winehouse was a journalist. But having stated that, we need to let Aaron read an announcement. Let me say this about Tom Lacavera-Stewart. First of all, I want to thank him for giving us this platform so that we can share with you these stories of American political prisoners. We have a ministry, a Christian prison ministry in Texas, where we communicate with these prisoners, we educate people about them, and we collect discovery evidence regarding their cases so other people can read and learn about their cases. But Tom Lacavera-Stewart is one of those men who can do more with a cell phone locked up in a halfway house than the rest of us with a full studio of broadcast equipment. We really, really appreciate Tom Lacavera-Stewart and giving us this platform. And I think Aaron has an announcement from him today.
Yes, he says, we thank all of you for your continued support. We have relocated to Arizona, and for the next few days, we will be dealing with the logistics of that. We have had a few very special friends who are making it possible for us to put together a proper studio. We plan on adding to our RBN content by posting live streaming video reports and presentations. Bruce Ray Riggs will also be returning to re-explore all of our historical research content, how it relates to what is happening all around us, as well as many awesome guests and interviews. We will likely be without internet broadcast capabilities, perhaps for a few days, but we will continue as a group to provide you, our special friends, with reports, news, analysis, and updates on political prisoner relief efforts as we are able. While we are working on our ResurrectTheRepublic.com website, we ask everyone to go to rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com and support this effort. Smash the PayPal. We are not out of the woods yet. Well, we are actually in the desert, but y'all get the idea. On behalf of Resurrect the Republic Radio Show, the RTR Truth Media Group, we really thank you for all your support and efforts to spread the truth, because we know you, our audience, can handle the truth.
Not only can you handle the truth, but you can act upon the truth. One of my favorite sayings from our pastor in South Dallas is, knowledge without action is a colossal waste of time. So, I want to thank Tom for giving us this platform. Today we are going to cover the case of Jeffrey Winehouse, who has spent 2,069 days in prison as an innocent man. God has worked miracles in the life of Jeffrey Winehouse in the area of saving his life, and we're going to go through those miracles. He has worked miracles in the act of capturing the entire event on video, and there is a growing group of Jeffrey Winehouse supporters that are becoming incredibly vocal and incredibly active. And you can see the body of Christ coming together and rallying around Jeffrey Winehouse. It's not just a few folks. There are quite a few folks that are speaking up on social media, and today we're going to cover that story. But Dan, if we could we cue clip one? And I want you to hear from Gavin Syme, who created a YouTube video. You can find this yourself, and we're going to play about 3 minutes and 50 seconds of it. It's called The Government Hit on Jeffrey Winehouse. That'll introduce us to his case. And so I'd like to cue clip one, if we could, please, sir.
What's going on,
Dan? Good, how are you?
You got the gun for?
Why did I got the gun? Why you got the gun for?
Because I'm authorized.
All right, well, I'm authorized to
get down on the ground.
Get on the ground.
Get down on the ground.
You're going to have to shoot me, man.
He still got the gun, Scott.
I got him. Yeah, police, FBI, Highway Patrol.
He's out.
What you just witnessed was the shooting of Jeff Winehouse by state police and FBI. Jeff Winehouse is a patriot, a journalist, an activist, who they lured into a meeting and then gunned him down and tried to murder him. Miraculously, Jeff survived. And miraculously, he had a camera on his wrist that recorded the whole incident. Despite all of that, the men who tried to murder Jeff Winehouse were not charged. Rather, Jeff was charged with assaulting officers with a deadly weapon. Jeff was convicted in a court, not given due process, and sentenced to 30 years in prison, where he sits right now. Now, in recent weeks, as we look at the growing tyranny, we look at the assassination of Lavoy Finicum and the arrest of our patriot brothers and sisters, we see the sacrifice that people make for liberty. And we have to start asking ourselves the hard questions. They murdered Lavoy in cold blood, and they tried to murder Jeff Winehouse in cold blood. And the message here is the same. A treasonous, lawless government abuses the people. It abuses the innocent. And it tries to exert unstoppable authority over the people. And it falls to us to stop that. This falls on us because we've allowed this government, and now we're waking up to the fact that as it gets worse and worse and worse, it's actually been happening for a long time. And as our courts get worse and worse and worse, we need to recognize that this is not a nation of laws anymore. We still have our Constitution. We still have our God-given rights. But the government acts in complete lawlessness. We shouldn't deceive ourselves into thinking that once we get into the court system, we're going to be given due process, because we're not. The corrupt courts and the corrupt government are going to control every step of the process. They're going to lock us in cages and put us in solitary confinement and control the jury and the evidence. They're going to put principled, peaceful patriots like Ammon and the others in prison. They're going to arrest journalists like Pete and lock them away because they didn't carry the government's message. They're going to do things just like they did to Lavoy and just like they did to Jeff, until we, the people, recognize that this is a government by the consent of the governed. That we allowed this. We allowed good to be turned into evil and light to be called darkness. We allowed the unborn and our neighbor and the innocent and the weak and the fatherless to be abused. And we have to step up, because liberty is gone in this country. And if we want our children to have liberty, to have that freedom, we have to restore it. So our appeal may be to heaven. That's where mine is. But we must stand boldly. We must not be silent. We must not be still. And we must take action for liberty, or it will be forever lost to us.
All right. I hope that made an impact on you. If you see it on YouTube, you'll actually see Jeffrey's watch video record the entire event as it unfolded. Now, that recording, that video recording, wasn't even known to the authorities until months later. And so you had some very interesting things that transpired from the time that Jeffrey was shot, put in the hospital, and he was arrested, I think it was 6 weeks later. And we're going to go through some of those timelines. But I'm here to tell you that Jeffrey Winehouse is innocent. The more you look into his case, the more you realize what an atrocity that has happened to this man who was exposing corruption. Did you know that Jeffrey Winehouse was known as the Bulletin Man? He passed out a bulletin in his local community exposing corruption in his local government. Shouldn't we all do that? Isn't that what Schaefer Cox was doing with his Liberty Bell network up in Alaska?
God has a really interesting sense of humor. I really admire it a lot. His name was Bulletin Man, and then he was the bullet in the man. Six bullets were shot at him.
Amen. God does have a sense of humor, and I believe God protected Jeffrey that day. You know, there's 10 minutes of video, the entire video. There's just a short clip that Gavin used in that particular video, but there's an entire video that we have of Jeffrey's camera watch video, even minutes before he pulls up. And keep in mind that it was the police officers who chose the location. They told him, Jeffrey, come here and meet us at this location to pick up your computers. Jeffrey didn't pick the location. Jeffrey was trying to find friends, pastors, that would go with him because he thought something was suspicious, but he went anyway, and he brought his video watch camera. Little did Jeffrey know they would just shoot him in cold blood and attempt to murder him. And then not only that, but do you know what Jeffrey is sitting in prison for 30 years for? First-degree attempted murder on Sergeant Henry Folsom. That's the most insane thing I've ever heard of in my life. That should make you angry. Jeffrey didn't pick out the place. We're going to go through the lies that Sergeant Henry Folsom told, and we're going to go through the testimony of Marty Leach and some FBI agents that were there, And even the FBI agents said they didn't see Jeffrey even had a gun, much less pull a gun. That would be FBI agent Marushak and Cunningham. All of this information has been collected and put up on our website. But I want to cover the miracles. Did you know that Jeffrey was shot 4 times? He was shot at 6 times. 2 times missed, and there were 40 caliber hollow point bullets. 2 of them hit him in the head, and they bounced off his head. And then there were 2 bullets that went right through his chest, and they thought he was dead. Matter of fact, one of the police officers at the scene, as they were carrying Jeffrey to the ambulance, said he sat up on the gurney, and it was an eerie thing to behold. You know, I don't think it's ever a bad time, and we got about 5 minutes before our first break. I don't think it's ever a bad time to read the Word of God, and Jeffrey is a strong Christian man. Do you know that they've silenced him from prison? If we had our preference, he would be on with us right now doing a jailhouse interview. But the prison management of Upper Missouri Prison, the management of the prison said Jeffrey is not allowed to do that anymore. The truth that Jeffrey speaks is so powerful, they're trying to silence him. But there are those of us that know the truth, and we will not be quiet about it. Given this situation, I want to read Psalms 140 if I could. I know we got a few minutes before the break. Deliver me, O Lord. This is Psalms 140 now. This is from the King James Bible, by the way. Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man. Watch which imagine mischiefs in their heart. Continually are they gathered together for war. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adder's poison is under the lips. Selah. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent man who have purposed to overthrow my goings. The proud have hid a snare for me and cords. They have spread a net by the wayside. They have set gins for me. Selah. I said unto the Lord, Thou art my God. Hear the voice of my supplications, O Lord. O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, Thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. Think about that statement. Thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. Jeffrey can certainly relate to that. 40 caliber hollow point bullets bouncing off his head. You should see the ER pictures, by the way. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Further not his wicked device, lest they exalt themselves. Selah. As for the head of those that compass me about, let the mischief of their own lips cover them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits. They that rise up, they that rise not up again. Let not an evil speaker be established in the earth. Evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. It's never a bad time to read the Bible. And Jeffrey Winehouse has been sentenced to prison for 30 years. He's been separated from his children and his wife. We know that he's innocent. And your hero worship, when I say your, I'm talking about the masses of the public out there, that lift up policemen on a pedestal, and you allow, did you know that during the courtroom, that half the courtroom was filled with Missouri State Highway troopers covering up for one another as part of the 9/11 cult? And you say, Rudy, you're a hater. You can call me whatever you want to call me. I'm going to stand for the truth. I don't go with a cult of personality. I go with the truth. And the truth is that Jeffrey is innocent and should not be sitting in prison. And I refuse to be politically correct and allow my friend to sit there for 30 years. He's already been in prison 5.6 years, 2,069 days. The other half of the courtroom during the trial was full of the public, was full of regular people demanding that Jeffrey be set free. But that courtroom was biased as can be. They allowed the liar, Sergeant Henry Folsom, to get away with his lies and say that Jeffrey pulled his gun. We know from the eyewitness testimony, from the video, and from the FBI depositions, and just from Jeff's general demeanor, and from the fact it was a parachute holster, they even got the wrong side of the hip, that there's no way in God's green earth that Jeffrey could have pulled his gun. We're going to go through some of that today, and I'm asking with you, I'm pleading with you, this may be just a radio show for some of you sitting back and trying to enjoy your day, but this is the case, this is Jeff's life we're talking about. This is our friend, our brother in the Lord. He's sitting in prison in a very harsh spot in the prison. Some of you I have talked to and you've recently visited him. And I'm telling you, it aches our heart that this has happened to him. And we will not tolerate it. We will not be quiet about it. And we will not be intimidated by this prison. We're going to be back after the break and we're going to continue on the case of Jeffrey Winehouse. God bless you guys.
Of the left hypocrisy. Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Republic on Truth Media Network, on Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Monday, July the 2nd, 2018, and we welcome you back to hear more about the case of Jeffrey Winehouse.
Thank you, Aaron, and you bet we are going to focus on the case of Jeffrey Winehouse today. We've got various clips from his case that I think you're going to be interested to hear. Will blow you away. I think that shocks your conscience about the case of Jeffrey Winehouse. I should say that Jeffrey Winehouse, they've tried to silence him. They have given a new rule to him just in the last few months that his voice is not allowed to go over the internet live anymore. It used not to be a problem, but now they're so concerned about the truth that he speaks and the uproar that it causes whenever he starts to speak about his case that they have silenced our friend Jeffrey Winehouse. But we refuse to let him be silenced. He did give an interview to a man by the name of Pastor James David Manning before they made that rule, and we're going to play a clip of Jeffrey Winehouse being interviewed by Pastor Manning. But I want to set the stage about this putting law enforcement officials, the FBI, the Department of Justice, and the establishment on a pedestal where they simply cannot be questioned. That if we have a veteran that says that he shot, that David Hinkson said that he's going to be a killer, then we're going to put David Hinkson in prison for 43 years. I want to get to this clip while we got the time. If you don't mind, let's cue up clip number two. This is actually Jeffrey Winehouse with Pastor James David Manning.
And that was right on the eve of my 16th birthday paper. And as a matter of fact, that never even got published. Once they took my court, my paper, my computers, then I got a call back from the troopers who took them and said, we've been ordered by the court to return your computers. Me is at this little gas station and won't do that for you. When I got up there, I'm sure you've seen the videotape.
Yes.
I had a wristwatch. It works as a video camera.
We want to put that videotape up as well, but not right now. Yeah. But go ahead, Jeffrey. Go ahead.
Yeah, so when I got up there, within 13 seconds, I was fired on 6 times. 2 hit me in the chest, and 2 hit me in the head.
Now, they say, the law, those two officials, that the law officers that shot you said that you were reaching for your gun. Is that true?
Yeah. No, no.
What happened? How did they contact that line?
Yeah. They both claimed that my gun was on my right side. I can prove with a still shot photo taken off the reflection of my car that my gun is on my left hip. And the reason why it was on my left hip is because in order to buckle the safety belt in the car, you couldn't keep it on your right. I'm a right-handed man, but I had to put it on my left-hand side. In Missouri, Article 1, Section 23 of the Missouri Constitution says your right to own a firearm shall not be questioned. The first thing I do when I get out of the car is he asks me what am I doing with my gun, and I ask him back what are you doing with your gun, and they begin to order me to get down on the ground, and as I attempted to do that, they shot me. My gun never left my holster. Was never even touched, and like I said, I can prove it was on my left-hand side. There were 2 FBI agents there, Pastor Manning, on their side to give them support, and both FBI agents claimed they didn't even see a gun on me, much less try to pull it.
Well, what were you ultimately convicted of? And that makes a great argument.
Well,
everybody knows how difficult seatbelt belts are. They go to your right side. And you're not going to put a seatbelt over a firearm. But what was the ultimate conviction? They are returning equipment to you. And I think I asked you this question last time. Why would they bring the equipment out to you? Why couldn't you just come to the county clerk's office and pick up your possession? Why are they going to bring it to you?
They were there to ambush me, simply put, Pastor.
I mean,
and, you know, I tried to get some people to go with me. I couldn't find anyone to go down there to the meet. I had my wife on the phone. She was recording the thing over an audio, and then I had my camera rolling. But they ultimately convicted me of attempted murder on a cop. And
Did you fire a shot at them? Was any shots fired by your weapon?
Oh, no, by no means. Never even cleared the holster. Never got out of the holster. I have what they call an army retention holster, and that holster is designed for one thing, and that is to keep keep the weapon in the holster. That's what they used to jump out of a plane with.
All right, that was Jeffrey Winehouse doing a jailhouse interview with Pastor James David Manning. If you want to see the entire interview, that's up on his website, yearofjubilee.com. Click on the Jeffrey page. I also need to tell you guys about freejeffnow.com and docs.freejeffnow. But we're going to come back to this after the break, and we're going to play Marty Leach, who is an eyewitness testimony, saw the whole thing, and I guarantee you the eyewitness testimony of Marty Leach is going to blow your mind.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Real news, real talk, real people on RBN Network. This is Resurrect the Republic with Rudy and Aaron Davis sitting in for Thomas Lacovara to discuss the Jeffrey Winehouse case. And we appreciate everyone out there that is trying to help get Jeffrey's case out into the public square.
Amen, amen. You know, Jeffrey right now, as we're having this radio, is sitting in prison. I want you guys to let that sit in. He's separated from his beautiful children, his wife. He didn't do anything wrong. Matter of fact, they charged him with what they did to him. They attempted to murder him, and they charged Jeffrey with first-degree attempted murder. Jeffrey didn't pick the place. They picked the place. They lied to him and said, come pick up your computers. You heard Jeffrey go through that story on an interview, jailhouse interview, with Pastor James David Manning. Like I said before, Jeffrey has a growing band of angry, vocal supporters that are starting to learn exactly what's going on. And we've got to put, you know, when I grew up, let me just quickly say this regarding law enforcement. When I grew up, I was under this crazy belief that there was nobody above the law and that law enforcement officials were also to be held accountable to the law. And we have allowed law enforcement officials get so out of hand within America. I want you guys to read a book, and I've got a baker's dozen book recommendations to give at some point during this broadcast. But this particular book, it's called Rise of the Warrior Cop, The Militarization of America's Police Forces by Radley Balco. And what happened to Lon Huriuchi when he shot Vicky Weaver and Sam Weaver, Randy Weaver's son? Well, he got promoted and he showed up at Waco. What happened to the gentleman? Gentleman is absolutely the wrong word to use. What happened to the reprobate who shot Lavoie Finicum? He'll probably get promoted. What happens to whistleblowers in these organizations? Whistleblowers get fired. I'm talking about Chad Joy in the case of Senator Ted Stevens. There's a BLM Wooten whistleblower. We need to pray for his safety. It's likely they could try to kill him before he gives his deposition at trial.
God forbid.
God forbid that happens. We need to pray for the safety of the BLM whistleblower Wooten. But, you know, we're not anti-cop, but we're anti-corruption and cop, and they have overstated what our founders intended. And I'm here to tell you that we have allowed them to get away with so much, it has become regular. Do you guys remember the case of Daniel Shaver, I believe, and he was murdered by Officer Philip Brailsworth? Do you remember what Officer Philip Brailsworth had etched on his gun? Your F-U-C-K-E-D? That's etched on the gun of one of our law enforcement officials? Is that the proper attitude? What happened to Andy Griffith? What happened to Serve and Protect? Shot him, just murdered him right in the hallway? There was no reason to shoot him. And was he held accountable? Was he held responsible for that murder? No. And if we as an American people don't stand up and say enough is enough and put into this, it's going to continue. I'm going to ask our board operator, Dan, to cue up the next clip, which should be the clip of eyewitness Marty Leach. And I want you guys to think about an eyewitness, Marty Leach, who was there, who saw the whole thing. He's going to give a vivid account of what he saw. And yet the jury didn't hear all of that. The jury certainly didn't hear it in the context that we're about to hear it. And yet we're supposed to believe Sergeant Henry Folsom, who's already murdered a man in the year 2001. And because he's a uniform and got a badge, we're just supposed to believe it's true. Jeffrey must have pulled his gun because Sergeant Henry Folsom says so. I'm here to tell you all the evidence, video, audio, eyewitness testimony. Everything says Jeffrey did not pull his gun. There was no reason for Jeffrey to pull his gun. He didn't pick the place. If we could cue up Marty Leach, this clip is going to blow your mind. Marty Leach is going to tell you what he saw that day, and I hope you listen very carefully to his words.
A couple of lawyers from St. Louis that Jeff's family came down and talked to us about what happened out here the other night.
Execution, you mean?
Well, that's what they're saying.
That's,
you know,
exactly what it was.
And you said you saw it go down.
I was standing right there where my truck is parked, exactly where it's parked right now.
Is that right?
Yep. And I was facing this way, and after I heard the first shot, it was pow, 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 pow. After I heard the first shot, I turned around, a man was falling toward me with his hands up, facing me, and a cop straight behind him, and he shot him. He was going down.
Was his gun in his holster still?
I never seen a gun.
Are you going to sell a gun?
I never seen a gun, period.
So no, whenever he has hands up?
No. Okay. No. I cannot swear the man did not have a gun. I can swear the man did not have a gun in his hands.
Is that right? And you said he had his hands up like this?
He felt like this. And the man that was with me will tell you the same thing, and I done talked to him, and I give you his phone number. You can get a statement from him, too.
Was he being mouthy with the cops?
I never heard nothing.
Really?
All I heard was shooting. I mean, I'm hard of hearing, okay?
Yeah.
From starters, but I never heard cops. I never heard nobody say stop, freeze, police. I never heard nothing. All I heard was pow, 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 pow.
And so, how many shots did you hear?
4 to 6.
4 to 6.
Yep.
And so,
I'm you know, a minimum of 4, a maximum of 6. I heard a pow, 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 like that.
Yeah. Did you see, after they shot him, did you see the cops trying to help him out at all? Or were
no.
They, you
know, no.
We know they eventually called the ambulance, but,
yeah,
you know,
this makes me think this was such a setup. Within 30 seconds, this parking lot was full of cops. Within 30 seconds.
Is that really? Right?
I mean, yeah. Within 30 seconds.
Did they look like local guys, or were they feds?
No, it was two
or?
These two guys were in plain clothes. These two guys were in plain clothes. When these two guys got out of the car, they put on vests that said FBI.
Wow.
These two guys over here was gone like that. They was whisked away. Just gone. And I seen them right before they left. I seen one of them standing right here next to some kind of vehicle. It wasn't an ambulance or nothing, but the one guy that actually I seen do the shooting was standing right here, and he was getting his hands taped up. Why they's taping his hands up, I have no idea, but they was taping his hands up with, you know, that box tape, that clear box tape you box cardboard boxes up with? They was taping his hands up with that, and they was gone.
That could be for the gunshot, the residue on the from the gunshot.
But, I mean, it was just literally split. The two guys that did the shooting, I never seen him again. Wow. And then it was just infested. I mean, just infested with cops. It's like everybody was just waiting for this to go down, you know?
How, let me ask you something. So you said that your friend was with, or the guy that was working with you. What's his name?
Steve Everhart.
Steve Everhart.
Yep. And he talked to that person across the street, too.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you the same thing. Man did not have a gun in his hand.
Yeah. You don't have Steve's phone number, do you?
Yeah, sure do.
Do you?
I just talked to him. I asked him if I give you his name. He said, yeah, I'm calling.
Okay.
I'll grab a notebook, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Let him grab a notebook. And, so, I mean, we, you know, it sounds like that.
It sounds like murder.
Well, I don't disagree with you. You know, we're trying to piece together what happened as well. And we know that Jeff, you know, did you know Jeff before this?
I never met the man, never heard of the man. I don't know him from Adam.
Okay. And we, you know.
He can be a nutcase from hell as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. None of my business. What I'm concerned about is this was murder.
Yeah. And we know that he was a bit of a rabble rouser
around
here.
That's fine. You know, this is America, man.
Yeah,
you know.
You can't shoot people.
No, you can't shoot people because you don't like what they do.
You can't shoot people because you don't like what they do. Hey, Marty Leach has a colorful mouth. We had to beep a few words out there for the radio program. But Marty Leach did not have a dog in this fight. Marty Leach is saying what he saw. And I wrote down some notes as he was talking. He used the word murder. He used the word setup. He used the word executed. And he said he did not have a gun in his hand. Now, that was not allowed to be put before the jury. I'm going to tell you something else that's going to blow you away. And if that eyewitness testimony doesn't blow you away, I don't know what will. I hope that you have a heart that cares. I was talking to a friend of mine one time, and you know, once you find out about these prisoners who are our brothers and sisters in the Lord, yes, sisters too. I've got women that are American political prisoners. But they call you on the phone, they write you letters, you have a communication with them, you get to know some of their family members. Has God given you a heart that cares? Because if he has, you can't walk away. Once you find out about Jeffrey Winehouse, you can't walk away. It's like coming across somebody that, you know, it's like they're stuck in a car and the car's on fire and you're trying to get them out of the car. It's like Jeffrey Winehouse is an innocent man. He should not be in prison. But Marty Leach, that testimony we just heard, that is shocking. He did not have a dog in this fight. He said that he was shot while he did not have a gun in his hand. Why would he have any reason to lie? There's two FBI agents that also gave depositions, FBI agent Cunningham and Marushak. They also said that they didn't see Jeffrey even had a gun, much less a gun in his hand. We've got those depositions, by the way, collected on yearofjubilee.com. Jubilee spelled with one E. And Jeffrey also has a main website called freejeffnow.com where you can see all of these videos. We've got all of the legal documents that has been collected on his case. We want you to educate yourself. We want you to ask questions. Nobody's trying to hide anything. Jeffrey's an incredibly transparent individual who wants people to ask questions about his case. Is Jeffrey perfect? No, Jeffrey's not perfect. Jeffrey might have said some things that he, you know, cuss words in a particular video.
Nobody's perfect.
But Jeffrey didn't pull a gun in his hand, and you don't send somebody to prison for being a rabble-rouser. Now, let me say this, too. We're going to, you know, if there's a video that we put out after some of Jeffrey's family members shared with us some of the discovery evidence at the trial. And it's very clear that there is a bullet right near the head, right near the location where Jeffrey's head would have been. Now, how does a bullet get in the ground right at the location where Jeffrey's head would have been unless Sergeant Henry Folsom shot him while he was going down, just as Marty Leach said?
Yeah, you have to see the picture. It's straight down into the asphalt.
Right by his head. So you have a bullet in the ground by his head. If he was standing, if Sergeant Henry Folsom's account is the proper and accurate account, he shot him while he was standing up because Jeffrey's pulling his gun on him. But that's not what happened. We all know what happened. Sergeant Henry Folsom had already killed a man in the year 2001. He jumped the gun. He was surprised to see Jeffrey have a gun on his hip. It wasn't even on his right hip. It was on his left hip. It was in a parachute holster. That's a retention holster. It's there for the purpose of holding your gun in when you jump out of an airplane. If, you know, Jeffrey did not arrive there with the intention of killing anybody. They're the ones who told him to meet me at this weird location out of the way, and they picked the location. Jeffrey simply went there to get his computers. He didn't know that he was being lied to and set up and going to be gunned down in cold blood. You know, the other thing I need to mention, Aaron, is this topic of a high-voltage stun cuff. Some people refer to it as a shock collar.
Ooh, it's 50,000 volts, and not only can it make you defecate yourself, you could also have a heart attack and die.
The warning label, as Aaron just said, the warning label on this high-voltage stun cuff, which it was on his leg, says that it can make you piss and defecate yourself. You say, Rudy, you're so crude. I'm trying to get you information about the life of a man who is an innocent man suffering in prison. This is what they did to him during his trial. This is going on right here in America. If you're still naive enough to think that just because you're innocent means you're going to have your fair day in trial and that you're going to get a trial before a jury of your peers and the prosecuting attorney is going to be honest and the defense attorney is going to be honest and the judge is going to be impartial and unbiased, you're living in a fantasy land, folks.
Don't forget exculpatory evidence. There was so much in this case, it's unbelievable.
And it was never put before the jury. Jeffrey's got fact after fact after fact that proves that he's innocent. And the only thing he's got against him is the lying testimony of Sergeant Henry Folsom. We're gonna play a clip for you in a little bit, not just before the break, but after the break, where Sergeant Henry Folsom testifies in his deposition before he knew that the audio had been recorded and the video had been recorded, where he gives a deposition where he says, this is Sergeant Henry Folsom now, the Lyon, Missouri State Trooper, he says, I told Jeffrey to get his hand off the gun. I've listened to that audio at least 50 times, and nowhere in that audio does Sergeant Henry Folsom tell Jeffrey Winehouse to get his hand off the gun. That's another made-up lie that Sergeant Henry Folsom said during his deposition to justify his cold-blooded shooting of Jeffrey Winehouse. We have got to hold these law enforcement officials accountable. It's not a comfortable thing to even think about. Most of you want to think that law enforcement officials are there to protect you and to serve you, and they're there to maintain the order. But what if we've allowed law enforcement to get off the ropes so much that they're out killing those who are trying to fight for our liberty? And that's the pattern that my wife and I are seeing. We have got to speak up and hold all people accountable to the law. And yes, that includes law enforcement officials. Before the break, I want to share with you guys a story that's not too far from Aaron and I's house. It's Mesquite, Texas. It's just literally 10 miles from our house. It's a story of Graham Dyer. Graham Dyer was murdered in the back of a police car. He was handcuffed in the back of a police car, and they held a taser to Graham Dyer's testicles until he died. Now, that sounds outrageous, but it took his parents years filing FOIA requests and Government Freedom of Information Act before they finally got the video. And even after they got the video of them showing this horrific murder, they had to redact the screams of Graham Dyer, this teenager who was handcuffed in the back of a police car. And it shows the officer holding a taser to his testicles until he dies. Go look up on YouTube, Graham Dyer, Mesquite, Texas. Was the officer ever held accountable? Was Lon Hariuchi ever held accountable? Has the law enforcement official that killed Lavoie Finicum ever held accountable? Was Officer Philip Brailsworth, who murdered Daniel Shaver, ever held accountable? I could go through example after example after example for the next 2 hours of situations where law enforcement officials are allowed to murder innocent citizens just because they feel like it. Break their jaws, throw them down on the cement, break their teeth, give them permanent brain damage, and they were not in danger at all. There was no justification for deadly force. And yet, we as an American citizens have to stand up, and we are the ones who's got to put this dog back on the chain. You can't appeal to government to fix government. You can't appeal to the establishment to fix itself. We are the ones responsible for fixing it. We are the ones who have to raise our voices. And it's a godly, good Christian thing to do. God in his Bible calls out that we are to be light, salt and light of the earth, and to speak the truth and to reprove the evildoers.
Let the truth be told, though the heavens may fall.
Amen to that.
The Missouri governor must set Jeffrey, this is a comment I'm reading in the chat, or he is the same as the priest in the story of the Good Samaritan turning his head while walking by a victim.
Why do you think Catholic pedophilia ran rampant within the Catholic Church? Why do you think that happened? Because there were priests that covered up for that situation, and rather than report it and put a stop to it and hold those Catholic pedophiles accountable, they covered up for them and moved them to new parishes where they did the whole thing over and over again. What do you think is going to happen when we don't hold law enforcement officials accountable when they try to kill Jeffrey Winehouse? Jeffrey Winehouse is innocent. He deserves our help. And God bless you folks who are raising your voices, and we need a lot more to join us. God bless you guys. We'll be out. We'll be back after the break.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back, folks. It's Monday, July the 2nd, 2018. And while we're working on our ResurrectTheRepublic.com website, we ask everyone to go to rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com and support this effort. And it's hot down here, isn't it, Rudy?
It's very hot today, but thank God for air conditioning. Like Aaron was saying on the break, being in the prison ministry makes Aaron and I very appreciative of the most simplest things in life. Walking the dog at the dusk in the evening, holding hands, being able to communicate with each other without being told we can't by a guard or a prison warden. Just the simplest things in life, become incredibly grateful for them when you work in a prison ministry and you see what's happening all around us to our innocent brothers and sisters.
Yeah, and I just want to remind people, if they're looking for purpose in life, this is a really important issue that we have here in front of you. It's the political prisoners in our own country. I know it's easy to speak up for Tommy Robinson, and it's terrible what they're doing to him over there in the UK, but we have guys in our backyard here. You know, they moved Tommy Robinson to some Muslim portion of their prison. Well, Schaefer Cox has been in that situation for 7 years now, so don't forget him.
You know, I want to bring up this Citizens for the Protection of Journalists, CPJ.org, and they'll advocate for every journalist all over the world, but they refuse to acknowledge Jeffrey Winehouse. Jeffrey Winehouse was a journalist. He was gunned down in cold blood by law enforcement officials. I've sent them several times evidence about Jeffrey's case, but they refuse to acknowledge it or even respond. So I'm not a big fan of CPJ.org, but that doesn't mean I won't keep trying and that you guys shouldn't keep trying. You guys might not know this. If you do know, good for you. It means you're politically astute to the Missouri politics. But the governor of Missouri, Eric Greitens, just a few weeks ago resigned due to a sexual scandal. It appears he had a thing for tying up naked women and taking their picture and threatening to send the picture out, and it caused a big hullabaloo, and we were flooding Eric Greitens, this sexual scandal governor of Missouri, we were flooding him with requests to pardon Jeffrey Winehouse, but yet he refused to acknowledge our request. There's a new governor in Missouri now. His name is Mike Parson, and he claims to be a Christian, and there are people flooding the office of Governor Mike Parson with requests to pardon Jeffrey Winehouse. Let me give you his number, because I would like for you to add your voice to the growing chorus of brothers and sisters who refuse to let our brothers be incarcerated unjustly. But Governor Mike Parson's phone number is 573-751-3222.
It would be good to call the gentleman that's running for attorney general there as well, because it seems easier to get a response back from candidates that are running than candidates that are already in. Oh, here's our 800 number if you want to call in with questions. It's 1-800-313-9443.
We'll take some calls when we get back at the top of the hour, but for the few minutes that we have remaining, I wanted to share with you guys, there's a song over the July the 4th. You're probably going to be gathering together with your friends and your family, having some barbecue, good potato salad, who knows what kind of desserts. But, you know, there's a Lee Greenwood song. I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. I would ask you to remember your brothers in bonds. That's the best thing you can do to practice your freedom. God bless you. We'll see you after the break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.